the proud, the Marines.
Now it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belleville.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for Toker Talk Radio. Phone lines are open at 971-533-7111. If you got questions, comments, concerns, anything you want to talk about, we're ready to talk about it here on Toker Talk Radio. Just finished up the radical rant about the Reform California situation. What a mess. Oh, my God. So ever since Prop 19 failed, you know, Reform California has been put together out of the ashes of that campaign and featuring a lot of the people who were involved in that campaign, most specifically Dale Sky Jones, who's a friend of mine. I see her at various different events, and she's always very, very kind to me. And she's been working really hard in a state where, let's just say there's a lot of flakes and nuts. California is kind of the granola state, man. It's a lot of flakes and nuts involved. And when it comes to marijuana legalization, sometimes the most difficult part is keeping it conservative enough for the general public to want to vote for. In California, especially, you've got all these interest groups of dispensaries and growers, both illegal and legal, who've been involved with marijuana legalization for so long that they want the whole treat it like tomatoes model, the tilt model. Right. Let's just legalize it. Everybody for everywhere, everybody, anytime, anyway, it's all legal, legal, legal. Right. Which would go great for the California marijuana community. But the mainstream voter, on the other hand, might not be so amenable to such things. So Dale's been in this unenviable position of trying to, you know, bridge the gap between the base of the hardcore marijuana supporters and the voters. Many of whom don't know a damn thing about marijuana and will eagerly listen to any reason to vote against it. They'll believe crap like, you know, the gateway theory or stone mayhem on the freeways or any of those kind of things. So it's been difficult for Dale and the people at Reform California because on the one hand, they were going to be the adults in the room. They were going to be the group that had all the mainstream, you know, the union support, the NAACP support, and all the big drug reform organization support, the industry support. They were going to coalesce and bring everyone together, all hold hands and sing kumbaya and come up with the marijuana legalization everybody could get behind and the voters of California would pass. And this has been a plan for 5 years at least. And the plan seemed to be going okay. It seemed like Reform California was building some of the big names it needed. It hired Joe Trippi as a political analyst and brought on Alice Huffman from the NAACP, brought on union people and so forth. And the only thing left to do was to put out some language and raise some money. Now, I've seen the Reform California language, and it's pretty standard marijuana legalization language, 10 by 10 garden, you know, possess an ounce in public, and so forth. And again, over this holiday weekend, I'm going to be doing an in-depth review of Reform California and the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. I'm not going to review all the others, Jack Herer Initiative, MCLR, all those other kind of things, because I just don't have enough time to review every single initiative. I'm going to stick with the ones that I think have the best chance. I'm also going to review the Nevada initiative and the two competing Arizona initiatives, the Maine initiative, and the two competing Massachusetts initiatives. We'll have all of those up on marijuanapolitics.com in what I call my hyperlinked text versions. Because one of the things you find when you start reading these laws, man, you'll get into Section 3 that says, Section 3, Paragraph A, notwithstanding what it says in Section 4, Paragraph B, that it shall be legal to do X, Y, and Z, excepting where it's superseded by Paragraph 2 in Section 1. I mean, my God, man. You got to, like, leave a trail of breadcrumbs to find your way around some of this legislative language. And those breadcrumbs are hyperlinks. What I will do for you, and I performed this service in 2012 when we had the legalization initiatives competing California, Washington, and Oregon. I did this in 2014 for Oregon's legalization initiative. I will do the same thing for the initiatives coming up in 2016, and that is to produce a hyperlinked version so that you can click on the topic and it'll jump you right to what you need to read. And I'll also provide notes along the side to kind of explain what this particular part means or not, if it's hard to translate from legalese. So we'll have all of that coming up for you in the following weeks. But the main point right now is that Reform California has got the language, but it doesn't have the money. And now the elephant has walked into the room, the 800-pound gorilla of legalization, Sean Parker, the MySpace and Facebook billionaire, has looked around at, oh, look, there's 8 or 9 other groups that are trying to legalize marijuana. Let's form another. Sean Parker waltzes in and says, ah, screw you all that have been working here for so long and bashing your heads together and having town hall meetings and trying to put together language everyone can agree with. Screw y'all. I got money. I'm going to walk in and do my own thing. And this has just upended all of California marijuana politics, because Reform California had promised to be the one that would be the big money group that would get the big money support. But now that Sean Parker's walked in with his big money, MPP and DPA, Marijuana Policy Project, Drug Policy Alliance, have walked back their support for Reform California, and looks like they may be pitching their money in with Sean Parker. Sean Parker's also bringing along members of the Pritzker family, the Hyatt hotel chain billionaire heirs. Brought along people like Justin Hartfield, the multimillionaire behind Weed Maps. I mean, all these rich people coalescing behind Sean Parker makes it almost impossible to foresee a way that a continued Reform California campaign can succeed. Who are they going to get the donations from? And how do you get those donations when there's another group that's going to have millions and millions of dollars in donations? You'd have to paint some scenario that the other group's legalization would be a disaster, would be awful, would never be able to win. You've got to choose ours instead. It's more sensible. It's a better plan. But the Adult Use of Marijuana Act that I've seen doesn't look too different from most legalizations. I don't see anything glaring in it. Nothing as big as like Ohio having a grow monopoly or anything. There's no, you know, poison pill in this Adult Use of Marijuana Act. So it'll become harder and harder for Reform California to justify why should you spend money on Reform CA when you can bet on the sure thing with the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. And that's the frightening proposal right now, because like I said, a lot of these people are my friends. I want Dale Sky Jones to succeed at legalizing marijuana like I wanted to see Mason Tvert and Allison Holcomb and Anthony Johnson succeed, because I know them all personally. Like, I want to see their dream come true. I want to see all their hard work pay off. But do we get to a spot where Dale Sky Jones and whoever stands with her at Reform CA are becoming an impediment to legalization? If there's a surefire plan coming out of the Sean Parker camp and it's got the money to succeed, does it become obstruction to try to move forward with something else? Is it a situation where Dale has to recognize her time in the sun has come and gone? And it's time for the new groups to take over and move forward with legalization? These are tough questions. These are tough, tough questions they have to deal with. And I wish the best for everyone involved, but bottom line, we have to legalize marijuana in California. That's the bottom line. That has to happen, regardless of whose feelings get hurt, whose legacies get tarnished, whose money gets spent. We have to legalize marijuana in 2016. We're going to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll talk about another telenovela, La Gravidad del Dinero, taking place in the state of Missouri. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The son of a Polish immigrant who grew up in a Brooklyn tenement, he went to public schools, then college, where the work of his life began, fighting injustice and inequality, speaking truth to power. He moved to Vermont, won election and praise as one of America's best mayors. In Congress, he stood up for working families and for principle, opposing the Iraq War, supporting veterans. Now he's taking on Wall Street and a corrupt political system, funded by over a million contributions, tackling climate change to create clean energy jobs, fighting for living wages, equal pay, and tuition-free public colleges.
People are sick and tired of establishment politics, and they want real change.
Bernie Sanders, husband, father, grandfather, an honest leader, building a movement with you to give us a future to believe in.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 15 after the hour here at Rolla J Studios in beautiful Legal Potland, Oregon, where the weather forecast is gray with a continuing chance of wet. Highs and lows near 45, plus or minus 7 degrees for the next 6 months. So today I got a really interesting beginning to my day by going online and finding a link shared to me about the latest issue of Newsweek. Winston Ross has written an article, the cover article for the December 4th edition of Newsweek, Cannabis Crusader, The Battle to Bring Legal Pot to the Heartland. And it's the whole cover is a cartoon, an artist rendering of a Crusades era knight in chainmail and plate mail with a broadsword and a shield. Shield's got a big pot leaf on it. And his tunic over his armor has a big pot leaf on it. And there's the green wisps of smoke everywhere. And this Newsweek cover story is about my friend Travis Maurer. Ha! Wow. So first time I've ever had a friend, you know, a close friend, who's been the subject of a cover article in a major news publication. So that's kind of cool. But it tells the story of Travis Maurer. And Travis, of course, has been a illegal pot grower. He's a convicted illegal pot grower in the state of Missouri. And used a lot of his pot growing proceeds to fund legalization efforts. In fact, it was his pot growing proceeds that helped fund the legalization effort right here in the state of Oregon. And full disclosure, I should let you know, when I got fired from Normal, and deservedly so, in May of 2012, it was Travis Maurer who stepped in and bought me the soundboard that I'm still using to this day, and formed what we had called at the time National Cannabis Radio for about 3 months. So without Travis Maurer, I wouldn't be here. I'd have gone broke right after in the summer of 2012. I wouldn't have been able to cover the 2012 elections for sure. And I'd probably be working some terrible cubicle job right now, just making ends meet. So full disclosure, when I talk about Travis Maurer, I'm talking about someone without whom I would not be here. Now, the support has waned since then. Nothing personal, no bad stories or anything. It's just he's got things to do, I got things to do. But we still keep in touch. We still see each other from time to time. Every now and then he hires me for a writing assignment. But that's not the point of this entire article. The point is about how Travis is now fighting to get marijuana legalized in the state of Missouri, you know, where he was busted. After he got busted, he moved out to Oregon and helped us get legalizing here. But the whole story continues about Travis's fight to legalize in Missouri, along with John Payne from Show Me Cannabis. Show Me Cannabis is the organization that Travis founded, and Payne is now the man running it. And Payne's been a guest on the show as well. And there's just a lot of interview, a lot of talk with other people in the movement about Travis Maurer here. There's a quote from Troy Dayton of the ArcView Group saying, "You might mistake Maurer's ambition for a delusion of grandeur, but most people who have delusions of grandeur are about themselves. Travis's delusions of grandeur are about what he can accomplish politically." That's true. And Travis also been working with Leah Maurer. Leah, his wife, formed the Moms for Measure 91 group and has been a very visible face of the legalization campaigns here in the state of Oregon. But he's also got his detractors. Eben Thampy from Americans for Forfeiture Reform, I think is his group, has major problems with Travis, is already up on my Facebook page calling him a scumbag and saying there's all sorts of things people should know about him. Travis has also been working with my co-director at Portland Normal. That would be Randy Quast, who's the trucking company owner, who now, according to the Newsweek story, has put in about $850,000 of his money into a dispensary operation and grow operation with Travis. And the last I've heard is that Travis and Randy aren't getting along anymore. I also hear there's problems between Travis and Anthony Johnson, his high school friend who was the leader of the legalization campaign here in Oregon.
Come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed.
So everywhere I look, there's maradrama. There's maradrama going on in California, and I know just about everybody involved. There's maradrama going on here in Oregon and Missouri, and I know just about everybody involved. We'll get down to the bottom of this over the next few weeks, I'm sure. But for now, it's 420, and I've got the strong silicone, unbreakable glow-in-the-dark bong and some great weed from Panacea.
Imagine life without taxes. Let New Era Certified Public Accountants, NewEraCPAs.com, handle your Cannabusiness 280E and tax strategy. Get your business prepared with New Era CPAs Cannabis Finance Bootcamp. NewEraCPAs.com, with years of experience in the industry, we are one of the nation's leading accounting firms for growers, dispensaries, and ancillary companies from Washington to California. NewEraCPAs.com.
The Russ Belville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up! I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct. Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat, more flavor.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Welcome back, everybody, for our Daily Toker Tunes. And every Wednesday here at 420 Radio, we bring to you Gordon Green's Music Planet as part of our 8 p.m. music block. Gordon's show is fantastic, and if you know nothing about world music, it's the best way to get yourself involved in it, to learn. He tells you about the artists. He tells you about their art and their tours and a little bit behind their stories of how they got together. It's great. It's informative, and it'll turn you on to some music from all across the world, from every continent, something new to listen to right here on 420radio.org. Gordon joins us here on our 420 break on Wednesdays, our world music break. And it's kind of interesting, the tune we've got for today, because on Monday, I took a visit out to Dante's to visit our friend Bacon Dan. Bacon Dan does our music on Mondays, but on Monday nights, he is the man in charge of the lyrics at Karaoke from Hell at Dante's. Karaoke from Hell is a band that plays over 600 different cover tunes, and you get to go on stage live and sing with them. I stopped in just to enjoy the evening, got up and sung Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. That was fun. But the thing that was kind of fun was that their schedule, normally they would go from like 10:30 till close, but they had to start early, like at 9:30, and they had to close early, like around midnight, because another band was in town, and that band wanted to have its after party right there at Dante's. And that band is the band we're featuring today in our Irie Wednesday Daily Toker Tunes. They're called Gogol Bordello. They're an Eastern European rock band that's become very, very popular. They were playing in Portland in concert just Monday night and came over to Dante's for the after party. So let's play some music from Gogol Bordello. This is Start Wearing Purple. Enjoy.
I want to tell everybody a true story.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. Since you were a 20,
I was 20, and thought that some years from now, a purple little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. Hold your sanity. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в му. Start wearing purple for me now. Hold your sanity you start wearing purple? Why don't you start wearing purple?
.buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Gondrepreneur.com, your guide to the cannabis business world. Gondrepreneur.com is a comprehensive resource for cannabis professionals and entrepreneurs. Download the Gondrepreneur app on your smartphone or tablet to catch up on cannabis industry news, scroll through our daily job listings, and learn about successful cannabis companies, executives, and investors. Gondrepreneur.com, helping gondrepreneurs grow.
Welcome back, everybody. Half past the hour here at Roller J Studios. I'm Radical Russ. This is the Russ Belville Show. Check out my latest article up on marijuana politics. It's today's Radical Rant. Can activist-led marijuana legalization survive in California? Check that out at marijuanapolitics.com. Also, a quick funny little note from Portland, Oregon. A police officer has been removed from street duty here in Portland. Officer's name is John Hurlman. And he sent a tweet out, a very ill-advised tweet, about this Friday. The Black Lives Matter group is protesting out at the Lloyd Center Mall with a protest called Black Lives Matter, Not Black Friday. And the funny part of this... is John Hurlman's tweet. It says, Black Lives Matter is planning to protest at Lloyd Center on Black Friday. Oh joy, stuck late again at work to babysit these fools. Okay, so you can see why that might get you removed from street duty, right? But the funny part to me is that it was his 11th tweet ever. He's only tweeted 11 times. And he's got 3 followers. So for your 11th tweet and tweeting out to 3 people, you got yourself suspended from street duty. I just want to know who found this tweet. Who turned him in? There's only 3 people getting his tweets. Which one of you did it? Oh, silly, silly police officers. All right, let me continue. As I mentioned, we were talking about the Newsweek piece on Travis Maurer that's up a cover story. And Travis is kind of an enigma for folks. You got to understand, you know, and I've already told you my background with him, but Travis is one of those guys who's always working, always hustling, always something going on with Travis, right? And sometimes he can write checks with his mouth that his ass can't cash, you know? It's one of those guys that's always got something going, and you want to make sure you get it in writing, because and not through any foul play or nefarious intent or anything, but I just think he's got so much going that sometimes he loses track of what commitments he's made. That's all I can say as far as, you know, anything negative. Otherwise, he's always been good to me. Always been a good guy. And I think it's always good whenever we're getting mainstream media attention. Whenever there's a story in a place like a Newsweek and talking about legalizing marijuana in Missouri, well, that's all good. I think that's all good. So we'll continue to monitor the fallout from this. If you've got any calls or questions about this or want to make any statements, the phone number here is 971-533-7111 if you want to discuss it. In the meantime, I wanted to bring up something happening in my life that is very exciting. And that is, I got a call from my folks at CannabisRadio.com. And they said, how would you feel about living potentially on the road in an RV on a tour? And I'm like, you people are reading my mind. Because since I began this reform career 10 years ago, I've always dreamed of combining my musician past. You know, I grew up on the road. My dad was a musician. I grew up on the road with his band, and I had my own band and did a lot of road work as well. So I've always dreamed of combining that, because I love traveling, love driving, love road tripping. I've always wanted to combine that with my love of marijuana legalization and get myself a big vinyl wrapped RV and cross the country like some tent revival preacher spreading the gospel of ending prohibition. And now, folks, it just might happen. There could actually be a Radical Russ Belville Cannabis Radio Legalize America tour, or as I would call it, the fill in the back tour. Or what? Why not? How about 4 down, 46 to go tour? Whatever we call it, right? There could actually be a tour. He called me up and told me they've got the fifth wheel. They've got the fifth wheel trailer necessary to do the tour. Now we just need the pickup, you know, the dually, that can haul such a thing. And then, of course, you know, sponsors to pay for, you know, all the hotels. Or, well, I guess you wouldn't need hotels. We got the RV, but, you know, RV hookups and food and hauls and printing and all that kind of stuff, right? So this could be a pretty amazing tour. Cannabis Radio is already the premier network for serious marijuana aficionados. We've got Kyle Cushman. Now, if you're a grower, you know who Kyle Cushman is. We got Dr. Mitch Earlywine, if you're into marijuana research. We got Vivian McPeak, one of the leading activists of all time. Nurse Heather, for those of you involved in the cannabis healing arts. SSDP Radio is available on CannabisRadio.com for all the student activists. Dr. Dina, embedded in the LA industry. She's got a great show on Cannabis Radio. And we got plenty of other shows, cannabis shows, law shows. And what I'm excited about is that we can take this network, take these shows, take my show, and take it across the country. Take it to the heartland. Take it to the South. Take it to these places where the people need to hear the growing truth about cannabis. I've got all sorts of ideas about how this can work. I mean, first of all, the custom-wrapped fifth wheel and dually pickup, that's like a traveling billboard. That's going to get attention coast to coast. Every gas station, every truck stop, every rest area where it's seen is going to generate countless viral photos, videos on social media, and you're sure that the local news station's going to want to show up and do a little bit on the big cannabis tour coming through town, coming through Oklahoma or North Dakota or Tennessee or wherever we might end up. And it can be more than just my show. We're going to have a hemp and cannabis museum. We'll show people actual hemp. We'll show people bottles from, you know, cannabis tinctures back in the day and all the history. And we could even put on a town hall meeting. We could take questions and answers from people on what legalization means, both already in the states that have it, as well as their state as they look forward to it. So not only could you get your logo on the dually, get your logo on the RV, we could have your brochures, we could have your products. If they're non-marijuana products, we could have those available for people to check out at the display, at the presentation. You could get your ad not only on the live shows that I perform and within the presentation that I perform, but also on the other shows on CannabisRadio.com. Hell, with the right level of support, we could even name the tour for you, the Legalize America Tour, brought to you by whatever the name your company is. And this isn't just a pitch for the people that are, you know, the big industry folks with commas in their bank balance. I'm in this for you. You, the listener, are the reason I'm still here. I wouldn't be where I am without the everyday tokers and working class lovers of liberty who listen to my show and read my articles. So we'll also have sponsorship opportunities available for people who can only donate $50 or $100, man, that don't have a ton of money. Maybe I'll put up like a GoFundMe page and we can have a section on the RV, you know, for, you know, personal listeners or personal contributors, and have your name written there in like, you know, half inch font or something. It won't be huge, but it'll be something that'll show your name that you're a contributor to the Legalize America Tour. So if you're interested in this, please hit me up on Gmail. I'm Radical Russ everywhere, so you can get me on Gmail as well. I'm going to hit up some of the big industry folks I know to see if they want to put in the big number sponsorships. And who knows, maybe we can have this thing on the road by springtime. I'd like to make it out to the Ann Arbor Hash Bash for the first time. Never been to the Ann Arbor Hash Bash. Maybe we could launch from there. Or maybe we launch on my birthday. I just got a request from the Hawaii Cannabis Expo. The Hawaii Cannabis Expo will be taking place in Honolulu, January 29th through the 31st. Of course, January 31st is my birthday. So maybe we start the tour in Hawaii, since, you know, we can't get the RV over there to Hawaii. It'd be way too expensive. I could just fly to Hawaii and start the tour there, fill in that pot leaf on my tattoo, and then fly back to the States, get in the RV, and do the rest of the tour. Who knows? Maybe we can make it happen that quickly. That's my Christmas wish, folks. My Christmas wish, my New Year's resolution, and my life's purpose all rolled up into one is to get a dually pickup and the money necessary for vinyl wrapping and planning a tour across the United States. I have had this goal forever since I've been in the marijuana legalization field, is that I will do a marijuana speaking engagement in all 50 states by the time I'm 50 years old. This January, I turn 48. So if we start this tour in January, we can go for up to 2 years. And I'll go state to state, city to city. I'll do my show. I'll do a presentation on legalization. We'll do a town hall meeting. We'll have a hemp and cannabis museum, artifacts for people to check out. And I'll slowly but surely fill in more pot leaves on this back tattoo of mine, the fill in the back tour. I'm excited about this possibility. And again, if you're excited about this possibility, email me. RadicalRess@gmail.com. I'll put you in touch with the Cannabis Radio people. And you could become a big-time sponsor. I'm going to reach out to a few of my good friends in the industry. I'm going to reach out to Garen Angel from Magical Butter. Maybe they'd be a sponsor. Maybe the folks at the Weed Blog would be a sponsor. Maybe the organizations out there, Normal, DPA, MPP, would like a piece of this. Maybe they could distribute some of their materials as part of our traveling show. Lots of people out there with lots of cannabis businesses. I know a few dispensary owners as well. We want to promote you. You can get your brand coast to coast. The only way you're ever going to grow in this legal marijuana business is if more states legalize and if we end this federal prohibition so that you can get your business across state lines. Set up the groundwork for that by donating to the Legalize America Tour to till the soil, to prepare the people in the Midwest and the Heartland and the South, to prepare them for legalization so that they'll be ready to vote on it when it comes available. And then you will already be a recognized brand. You will already be someone they know to turn to when legalization comes their way. Please help me make it a possibility, a probability, and a reality. It's what I've always dreamed of, a nationwide marijuana speaking tour. Cannabis Radio might make it happen. I hope you'll help me make it happen. If you got any questions, just email me, radicalruss@gmail.com.
The beginning of the end started in 1996 when California legalized weed for so-called medical purposes. 16 years later, Washington and Colorado legalized it outright and let people sell it from storefronts. And what has been the result?
The generation of millions of dollars in tax revenue for the states and creation of hundreds of new jobs in a growing multi-billion dollar industry?
No. Well, yes. But at what cost?
Let's see. The cost of all that police time and money that's now spent going after real criminals and prisons with enough room to hold them all?
No. Well, yes. But look at what it's done to the people.
You mean that fewer of them are dying of alcohol, tobacco, and prescription-related causes since they've switched to cannabis, and many more are receiving medical benefit from a cheap, non-toxic healing herb?
No. Well, yes. Yes. Yes to all of that. But I can smell pot from my backyard. And I can't tell my kids not to do it because it's illegal.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com and follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Your connection to quality cannabis insurance services is spelled
K-A-E-R-C-H-E-R.
That's Karcher Insurance. We have worked with ventures like cannabis for over 60 years. We're proud to represent over 50 companies with tailor-made cannabis business plans for owners just like you to ensure your product, your plants, and your pursuits.
K-A-E-R-C-H-E-R
spells out their full-service insurance services ranging from commercial to bonds to personal, from life to health, and more. Contact the team at KarcherInsurance.com and let our experience work for you. That's KarcherInsurance.com.
Contact Karen and the team at Karcher Insurance at 1-844-421-3560. That's 844-421-3560.
Welcome back, everybody. 46 after the hour, last segment here on the Russ Belville Show before we turn things over to Stoner Jesus. That's right, Stoner Jesus every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on CannabisRadio.com. All sorts of interesting minutiae here for me to clear up at the end. On my Facebook page, I got a post here from Thurlow Weed. Thurlow Weed runs the iBake Radio and is a terrestrial host in Colorado. Interesting comment says, "I'm tired of hearing people talk shit about Donald Trump. This is the only person I know that has come back from billions in debt. If he can do that with his businesses, then what could he do with the country that has been set up to be run like a business? Hashtag just saying." well, Thurlow, there's a lot of problems with that statement. First of all, Donald Trump is not a self-made man. He started with $1 million loan from his dad and then went through three bankruptcies, right? So the same Donald Trump here is a part of a party that voted to make it harder for average folks to claim bankruptcy. By the way, Hillary Clinton voted for that too. And whether or not he could come back from billions in debt after his leveraged financing of casinos doesn't tell us a whole lot about what kind of president he'd be. And by the way, keep in mind that he bankrupted casinos. He bankrupted a place where people come in and give you money for nothing and went bankrupt doing it 3 times. So, yeah, let's not lionize Donald Trump here. And that's just on the economic side. We're not even taking a look at the idiotic, racist, xenophobic, anti-American fascist bullshit that dribbles off his lips every other day. Guy's talking about registering Muslims in a database, tracking them, like as if we have the manpower to pull such a thing off. And as if it's not already being done by the National Security Agency, for sure. This guy talks about doing things like the Japanese internment camps. I mean, this is shocking and disgusting. And it's frightening that there's about a 20 to 25 to about a 30% base of the country that eats this up, that believes it. Now, I don't like my discussions to downgrade into Godwin territory. But you have to remember that Adolf Hitler was popularly elected and his policies were supported by a large proportion of the German population. So I don't think it's possible that Trump becomes president, but what he stirs up in the nation, what he stirs up in a lot of people, is frightening as hell. All right. Other things I wanted to bring up. There's another cannabis club here in Portland, Oregon now, the Northwest Cannabis Club. Don Skacki came down from Washington State, started this thing up. There's a review on it in our Willamette Week. So now we have 3 clubs, the World Famous Cannabis Cafe, the Other Spot, and the Northwest Cannabis Club that are all offering bring your own buds. It's bring your own buds hangout lounges. And still not technically legal, but not really illegal. There's no buying or selling of marijuana allowed. There's questions as to whether or not it runs afoul of clean air laws. But in Oregon, our clean air laws specifically say tobacco. So that's not too much of a problem. Northwest Cannabis Club is offering a 6-month pass for $150 plus $1 a day. 1 month pass for $20 plus $5 a day, or you can just get a day pass for $10. And there's no parking, so you'll want to either take transit or park kind of far away and walk. But this is interesting because cannabis clubs happening in Oregon, they're happening in Alaska. We just talked about the Fairbanks one that has opened up recently. And they're trying to happen in Colorado. But now they're completely felonized in Washington State. And the legal states are going to have to come up to an understanding that you can't legalize something for people to have and then make it illegal for them to use it in public and then thereby provide them no place to use the substance that's legal. What good is the right to do something if there's nowhere for you to do it? So Washington State especially needs to overturn that law on felonization of clubs, and the rest of the states need to get on board with what Alaska is doing and specifically allowing on-site consumption at specially designated areas. Folks, that's all the time we got for the show today. Stay tuned because Stoner Jesus is coming up next on CannabisRadio.com. For everyone here on the network and here at Rolla J Studios in beautiful legal Potland, Oregon, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you
Today in Behind the Headlines, we're going to talk about the militarization of our police forces, especially in their pursuit of the war on drugs. And this has been a fact that's come to light. You know, this week we experienced the 1 year anniversary of the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, and the protests and the Black Lives Matter movement that sprang up after that were met by the heavily militarized Ferguson Police Department, the county sheriffs as well. And people were shocked to see these big tank-like vehicles and tear gas and automatic weapons and all, you know, the battle gear that they're wearing. And this came as a shock to white people that don't use drugs. So it's something that has not been a shock to those of us who've been in the marijuana movement for any length of time, though. We have reported on story after story and had friends even have automatic weapons pointed at their heads during raids. So this has not been a surprise to us. But Mother Jones Magazine did a Freedom of Information Act request on the Pentagon and for the years 2012 through 2014. Let's figure out about this program. This is a Department of Defense program called the 1033, and it shifts military gear to cops every year. And they have to make these application requests to get the military gear. And we're talking stuff like, you know, the mine resistant ambush protected vehicles, the MRAPs, those big desert tanks that you'd seen in the footage from Iraq. Those things that can withstand an IED planted in the roadside are being requested by our cops. And what they found here was full, and this is a quote from the Mother Jones article, fully a quarter of the 465 requests projected using the vehicles for drug enforcement, end quote. By contrast, Christopher Ingraham writes, police departments rarely cited hostage situations, terrorist attacks, or armed gunmen as the rationale for obtaining the trucks. At least seven departments explicitly cited marijuana in their vehicle requests. In 2012, Sheriff Tom Bosanko of Shasta County, California, requested two armored tactical vehicles to be, quote, used during apprehension of suspects in both marijuana eradications and during high-risk search warrant service for drug offenders. To apprehend the suspects in marijuana eradications. Here's the one from Polk County, Oregon, here in my home state of Oregon. The vehicle will be used for the eradication efforts of those large-scale marijuana grows that are becoming more and more prevalent. We need a mine-resistant armored vehicle to go after the pot grows. In Clearwater County, Idaho. Clearwater County, Idaho. Oh, my God. That's like in the middle of nowhere. The MRAP will be used for drug and marijuana eradication. The nearest MRAP is 6 hours away from us. Okay, so like, you've got this urgent call in the backwoods of Clearwater County, Idaho, to eradicate some marijuana plants. By God, there's no way you could wait 6 hours. But those marijuana plants might just up and disappear. Oh my God. All right, so in the Idaho case, he even notes, Clearwater County is a population of fewer than 10,000 people. And in recent years, the number of marijuana grow sites discovered in the entire state of Idaho is less than five. That's the entire, this past, recent years. Yeah, there's a DEA report on that. All right, so this use of the military vehicles for the drug enforcement gives you a situation where cops get these toys. And then they're going to want to use these toys. And they are still available. These armored vehicles are still available, even though after the whole Ferguson thing happened, the president's administration started limiting what types of equipment that people can request, that these police departments can request. And but they haven't limited the armored vehicles. They're going to do away with some of the surplus arsenal that's available to them. They'll still be able to get helicopters, planes, drones, riot gear, and armored vehicles. But now with strings attached, they'll have to show that they have the approval of their city council or county commission. Oh, that'll be tough. They'll have to train their officers in maintaining trust in the community and in civilians' constitutional rights. Armored vehicles shouldn't be used at demonstrations or as a show of force. So they are trying to put some limitations on this, but The main point still exists. Why do they need an armored vehicle to go after marijuana? Shasta County, California said, the armored tactical vehicle will be used during apprehension of suspects in both marijuana eradication and during high-risk search warrant service for drug offenders. Trinity County, up in the Emerald Triangle, says the sheriff's office has applied for high-intensity drug trafficking designation due to the abundance of marijuana cultivation and trafficking. Additionally, the increase in marijuana production has resulted in an increase in violent crime. In Minnesota, Cass County, Minnesota needed a mine-resistant vehicle for the significant increase of outdoor marijuana grows within the county. And Charlotte County, Florida. Rural areas in much of Charlotte County, many SWAT search warrants served in these areas for large marijuana grow operations. So we needed a mine-resistant vehicle. I have yet to hear of one grow site that has been booby-trapped with an IED to blow up vehicles. I suppose it's possible, but this is just more commandeering of military gear to maintain a military occupying force in this country against the people that they don't deem appropriate. We cannot let this stand. It's time to end this practice of any armored vehicles being used in civilian policing.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. No more. There's a good reason we don't want military gear used against our civilians. And it's funny to me when I talk to people that are big Second Amendment supporters and they say, well, we got to protect ourselves from the tyrannical government. When does that start? The mine-resistant vehicle, I think, is going to withstand some of your AK-47s. Hey, when we come back, top five reasons to vote yes in Ohio.
Warning. Hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that.
Get.buzz.
All right, welcome back, everyone. 14 and a half after the hour. Time for us to go behind the headlines where marijuana is shaping up as a 2016, not a February 16th, a 2016 campaign issue. Got to fix the graphics there. This comes to light at the recent CPAC conference, the Conservative